came out in no pads today, and I felt it was one of our most intense practices, and it was good to see. I think our guys have really come out every day. They've worked really hard. Today was no different. I think for them to learn that we can come out and really have an elevated practice in no pads is good for them. So that part's good. As far as the injuries, I know Mike Brown, we talked about him. It's more hamstring tightness. You know, he was doing some extra stretching to try to loosen it up. And just like yesterday with Jonathan Cyprian, kind of, we feel like it could be possibly that. We just aren't on the side of being safe. Toby Gerhard, I told you we'd let you know with him. He is not going to play on Friday. He's made great progress, but, you know, we just felt like at this point in time, for the number of carries he's going to get in there, we'd rather have that recovery time.
Is that frustrating, Gerhard?
No, you know, it's a preseason game, the first preseason game. I don't know how many carries he would have got. It'd been nice to get him four or five to see, to get him a feel for that. But, you know, he'll get more carries as we go.
Are you starting to get a pretty good idea of who's going to be here in a couple of weeks?
Well, I think you use your preseason games to evaluate. I think those guys were intrigued about and look forward to watch and see. As you see us in the game, you know, we're going to get an opportunity to see a lot of our second and third group guys working. And, you know, to kind of get, you know, a feel for how they're doing, how much they've accomplished over OTAs, mini camp, training camp, you know, that's going to be exciting. So I think it's, you know, we evaluate and practice, but we got, that's a great evaluation tool as well.
How much can your mind change at this point on a player from what you've seen the first, like, 10 days in camp?
Oh, yeah, it can change. Yeah, it can change. I think there's going to be stories taking place throughout the preseason, you know, guys that really show up. And you know, we're just getting started as far as that's concerned.
Did you play Tampa Bay plays today?
Yeah, one session.
What are the Tampa Bay plays? You got a new offensive coordinator?
I know. It's tough, right?
Well, what plays did you come up with?
Yeah, you just come up with some general ideas. You know, maybe watch Coach Tedford, what he did at Cal, and, you know, his base philosophy. But you know what? We go into it really just trying to teach our guys. We want to play hard, play fast, play together, run and hit at the bank. You know, let's just run and hit and really follow our rules. You know, we call it rules ball. Go out there, play your rules. There's going to be some things that maybe you weren't prepared for, but just trust your preparation as far as all the learnings that you've had and go from there.
So you look at some Cal film, seriously?
No, I said that's, you know, that's what you'd have to do if you were playing them. Yeah.
So you just get rid of some general generic football players.
Right.
I think you're trying to stay positive about stuff. We've asked you about the receivers before. But are you getting close to the point, or is there a point where you go, another one? Really?
Well, I think it's, you know, we kind of implemented this new deal where we're trying to lessen reps and see if that has an effect. And it's hard. You know, defensively, you're looking at JT Thomas, a little bit of hamstring, right? And then Sherrod has just got a little bit of tightness. Other than that, it's, you know, the injuries, soft tissue injuries, have been great. And same thing with the rest of the team. So I think we're seeing the benefits of it. The receiver deal, I think that, you know, we got to be careful of is the piling on. And that's why, you know, we're looking. We're going to try out a guy now, you know, a couple guys, just to see. And I think we got to guard against the piling on the reps to other guys. But I think it would become more frustrating if we were getting closer to the first game. You know, but it's the first preseason game. We're going to get an opportunity to see a lot of the young guys. So we want to make sure we do that.
So it was intense practice today, but a little chippiness on both sides. I guess it's been a case the last few days or so, but are they ready to play their game?
That's what I think. You know what? They're going against each other, and I think, you know, the chance to go against another team will be good for us. You go against each other so long, it's nice to have an opportunity to go against somebody else.
Blake entering, obviously, first preseason game Friday. What are your expectations for Bortles?
Well, you know, the poise, the, you know, all the things that we've talked to him about that he can control. Poise, handling, you know, chaos, going in there, execute, his reads, you know, all those type principles. I don't want to get caught up. We don't talk to him about, hey, we need to see three touchdown passes and, you know, we don't get into that. We just want him to, you know, all the things that we've been teaching him. He's really done a nice job progressing. You know, I see him. You know where it was one good, one bad, one good, one bad in OTAs? You're seeing him stack up a couple good ones, and that's good. I think the challenge for Blake is the consistency. You know, the consistency. You know, tribute. You might see a defensive end throw a great pass rush move and get a sack, and you're like, wow. But then he may disappear for four or five plays. Where a guy like Andre Branch or Chris Clemens, you see a sack, and then in a scrimmage like this or a pass rush, you may see it three or four plays later. You know, and I think that consistency part is what Blake really needs to work on.
Do
it's become cliche to say, we'll see how he shows up under the lights type of thing. You know, in your experience, how often do you see players show up in practice and then it changes under the lights?
It happens a lot. I think it's, you know, you constantly battle it. And I think it goes back to your teachings early. You know, and it's such a process-driven, we are, as an organization. It's about the process, the process, the process, so that when you play underneath the lights, you trust your preparation. Just say, hey, I go do the same things I do in practice. The scrimmage is a classic example. When we have five drops, guys are open and just drop the ball. Well, you'd catch it in practice. Why can't you catch it when you're underneath the lights? But sometimes players, they feel like, this is my chance to shine. I'm underneath the lights, and now they try to do too much. And that's when you see them not play as well as they'd like. So I think to really get our guys to understand that is important.
What kind of camp does Mercedes have?
Very good camp. Very good camp. He's come in the best shape. I know for me, just in hearing from him, he said the best shape that he's come in for a while. And he's taking care of his body, his run blocking, his pass up. He's really done a nice job.